I'm Rick Von Glahn with Eduspace Sciences. My call sign is November Zero Kilo Kilo Zulu. This recording contains the audio of the recovery process for both USS 77 and 78. I divided it into two parts. This is part one of the recovery.
Alpha Foxtrot.
Alpha again, go ahead.
Well, I'm at a cattle guard. It says no trespassing, patrolled by Sheriff's Department. Sign is by Elbert County Sheriff.
Cool. And do you have a bearing from that location?
Can get you one. Afraid to step out of the car. There's a bunch of longhorns standing around me.
You're a mechanic, aren't you? They're afraid of hardware disease. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and I also see a dog and a bunch of sheep over here. I wonder if there's a rancher that goes along with that. I'll step out and see. N0 BUS.
Okay, Dan, if you have a location, let us know.
Give you a location. Let's see here. I'm at 26.1, 36.9. Alpha Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I don't see signs of any humans or ranches or anything around here. I wonder if we could call the Sheriff's Department, the Elbert County Sheriff.
Is it unfenced area?
But fenced, there's a cattle guard here, and, but it's, you know, no gate across it.
Are you uncomfortable with proceeding, or is there no trespassing there?
Well, violators will be prosecuted. I'm reading off the sign here.
Any identification, phone number, or anything like that?
Elbert County Sheriff.
Oh, it actually says Elbert County Sheriff. Sure, let's, we can make a phone call to them.
Okay, let me know what they say. According to Street Atlas, I'm on road 175.
That's a north-south road, is that correct?
Yeah, there's a, it is a north-south road, and I'm looking here. Yeah, I'm just off of, yeah, no name, so just off of another road here. It's 175 both ways. Okay, I got it.
I got you. Let's see where you're at. W0GH. Is that a road that connects in three ways?
Yeah, it's a Y there, and I took the left fork going north.
Oh, understand. And your bearing from there, is a strong signal and a good bearing from there?
Yeah, it's almost due north, just a little bit west of north, but yeah, it's about three-quarter at 7/8.
Yeah, that road continues north and bends a little bit to the east, and it looks like, I don't know, looks like an okay road to me, but let me call the Elbert County dudes and ask them what's up.
Hey, I'll be standing by, or sitting by, in 0PUS.
Alpha, this is Charlie.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, we stopped at the first fence here. Ben went up to the top of a small hill here. He has taken a reading. He He does have a fairly strong signal. It's horizontally polarized. Ann's going up there right now with the binoculars, GPS, and a compass so we can get a fix where we are and the direction.
Excellent. If you give us the GPS, we'll plug it in and get a grid out of it, and we'll go from there. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you very much. WA0GH.
Okay, does Station Echo have a visual on our current position?
This is Echo to Charlie. No, I cannot see you right now. Are you moving or stopped?
Currently, we are stopped in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a big field that should be to your southwest.
No, I don't see you now, but if you start moving, I might be able to see the dust trail.
Okay, well, you should see the two big black and blue things, but okay, anyway. Because I think I can see where you are. You're up on the ridge there. You should be able to see us. Anyway, that's all I needed. We're going to get a fix here and a direction. So K0JLZ station, Charlie.
N0KKZ to W0GH.
0KKZ.
Hey, Rick, can you give us the non-emergency number for Elbert County? Sheriff.
Did you copy? I'm assuming you're ready to copy. It's 303-621-2027. That goes directly to the dispatch, but it's the number listed publicly as non-emergency.
303-621-2027. Thank you. W0GH.
That's a good copy. I'm 0KKZ.
And Marty, the name on the, I just noticed the name on the fence here, it says Jolly. So I assume this is a Jolly Ranch, or a Jolly Rancher, N0PUS.
Alpha Charlie requesting direct with Echo. Alpha, this is Charlie.
This is Alpha.
Will you request permission to go direct with Echo?
Go ahead and go direct.
Thank you. Echo, this is Charlie. Echo, this is Charlie.
This is Echo, go ahead.
Roger. If you would look, I can see your vehicle from where we are. If you look that down in the valley, you've got those houses, a big complex there with a bunch of trees. We are directly across from that.
You're directly to the west?
Roger, it would be to your left, yes.
Yeah, okay, I've got you.
Okay. That's, I don't know why Ben wanted to know if you knew where we were, but now you know where we are. So, that's all I needed. K0JLZ, Station Charlie.
I'm sure in case you get attacked by a cow, so. Yeah, I got you. And, did you get a bearing?
They are currently working on that as we speak.
Okay, N5LBC.
N0PUF, it's WA0GH.
Foxtrot, go ahead.
Okay, we talked to the Elbert County Sheriff. The dispatcher's name is Pat. She says that is a county road, and if you see some farmhouse or some ranch house out there, stop, visit with them. In the meanwhile, you ought to be able to do what you need to do. And so that meant if you encounter somebody, we talked with Pat at the Elbert County Sheriff's Dispatch regarding this.
Okay, copy. I'll proceed. N0PUF, thanks.
Hey, Dan, is that pretty rough road for you, or is your car going to be okay?
It's a pretty good road. It's a single lane, but it's in pretty good shape.
Okay, don't get in trouble. We'll throw a four-wheel drive up there after you if we need to. See if you can get some bearings up there. WA0GH. And I think the other guys are coming in from the east.
Okay, copy. N0PUF.
Alpha Station Bravo.
It's Alpha, go ahead.
Did you clarify the situation with 78? Is it taken care of completely?
No, we that's pretty open-ended right now. We need to check on that. K0ANI is W0GH.
K0ANI, go ahead.
Now, what's your status on 78 there?
Well, we're working our way in. I'm on road 166 and 125 right now, trying to decide how best to get back in there.
If that's an intersection, what direction is that?
Hey, 166 is east-west, 125 is north-south.
Yep, let me let Larry give you some instructions on that. He knows exactly where it's at and what road will get you right to it. So, here's Larry.
And where it tees off is 166.
Okay, let me let Larry give you specific instructions on how to get there. He has it on the map right here. WA0GH, here's Larry.
Okay, Larry, if you go out to 166, you're going to get to Middle Bayou Creek. Go north on Middle Bayou Creek. That should get you real close to it.
Okay, is that east or west of where I'm at?
Okay, where are you at now?
Okay, it took 162 out of Agate to 129, north on 129 to 166. And right now I'm about a mile in off of the 129 at 125.
Okay, continue on 166. It's going to make a big jog to the south. And so you go south for a little bit, and then it'll head back west again. And once it heads back west, looks like it's about a half a mile or so to the Middle Bayou Creek. It'll be a right-hand turn. Be going back north.
Okay, copy.
WA0GH.
Alpha, this is Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we have a bearing. First, I'll give you the position. I don't have grid coordinates, but I do have GPS. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
Let me get my Crayola out here. Looking for places to ride. Okay, go ahead with that.
Okay, we are at 39 degrees, 27.465 north and 103.43.725 west. The bearing is 280 degrees.
Okay, very good. Is there a... is there a... we'll convert that here. W0GH. Thank you. We'll check that out.
Okay, we are proceeding. We had to go through a gate to get further, so we're going to proceed now and see if we can track it down a little bit more. K0JLZ, Station Charlie.
FTM is great if you want it.
Somebody calling me, I had to get out and close the gate.
Oh, I was just going to offer Marty your grid position. And so I mentioned your name, you probably heard that. Nope, M3OKKZ.
Go ahead with that grid position.
I'm 33, 35.5 for Jim's last location.
Thank you for that. Love you, 0GH. Hey,
M3OKKZ.
And K0JLZ, keep it legal. Vertical antennas is rather difficult. K0JLZ.
K0JLZ, this W0GH. Are you able to move in 280 degrees from your location?
I get to copy all of that. I'll try it again.
Yeah, Jim, are you able to move 280 degrees from your location?
We are trying. like I said, we're out here in the middle of nowhere following dirt tracks. Don't want to go out into the open field, so we're trying to get into a position where we can try to get it from another direction.
Okay, I'll give you a lat long of where it's at. How's that? And give me a minute here, and I'll have our ACE calculator guy, Mr. Larry, here, figure that out. So here's your OGH.
Roger, K0JLZ, standing by.
Station Charlie, would you like that in decimal minutes or decimal degrees?
Like I gave to you the decimal.
Okay, are you ready to copy?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, the location of the balloon, calculated by yours truly and Mr. Larry, is 39 degrees and 29.564 minutes. 103 degrees, 48.030 minutes.
Okay, I don't know if you cut off on the end of that. I have 39 degrees, 29.564 north, 103 degrees, 48.03 west. Was there something after the three?
It was a zero. That's fine. It's perfect.
Okay, thank you. Copy that, and we'll see if we can track it down. K0JLZ, Station Charlie.
Why, you don't have your old Lincoln, Jim.
Alpha Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I've got to be sitting on top of this thing. There's a ranch house down here, but there's nobody home. I'm at 26.1,37, and it's due east of me here.
Feel like it's pretty close to you?
Well, I think it's right over the first ridge or second ridge here. There's a couple of ridges right next to me here. Between road 175 and that no-name road that's off to the east of it. It's somewhere between here and there.
Okay, I understand. My understanding is that you're probably a mile and a half up from that cattle guard that you were at before. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I was. I drove back up the top of this hill so I could get the repeater. But I can see the cattle guard from here, but I'm not too far away from it.
Okay. Very good. And it's dead east of you there, right?
Yep. It's pretty close, I can tell you that.
Okay, very good. What we need to do is we have Golf and Charlie are moving in from the east. By the way, Golf and Charlie, you're probably 3 miles away from it yet at this time. Charlie, how do you feel about that?
I would be inclined to agree because the signals that we're getting are not very strong, and the road that we are on right now is more of a gully than a road, so I'm not sure how much farther we're going to be able to go here.
I'm going to take that other fork of that Y that I took and see if I can find it on the other side, N0PUS.
Dan, I think we ought to send everybody in where you went in and make everything happen that way. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I just left that road 175 there. As soon as I get back to the Y,
pretty tough for you guys, Charlie and Golf. I'm not sure you can make it to the west any further. There's a ridge there that looks pretty substantial on the map here. What do you think? Go back to the road and head for Agate somehow?
Stand by one. Let me, Ben's coming up to the car here.
Okay, if you guys decide, you're right on track. You're heading in the right direction. But I believe you're still 3 miles away from it.
Off of this is Charlie. Can you tell us where the plot that you gave us, the location, where is that in relation to Agate?
It is about 8 miles east, northeast of Agate. Actually, Dan's got a better bearing, and that makes it about 6 miles east, northeast of Agate.
Roger. Yeah, we're looking at this. We've got a road. The road that we are following is basically washed out ahead of us here. It does continue, but I don't know if we'd be able to get to where it does continue. Sounds like we may be in between a rock and a hard place here.
Okay, I would suggest you all come out of there, and we'll go up and meet Dan where he is at. And I believe you're on, you went in on road 3Z, didn't you, 3 Zulu?
Yeah, I went in on 3 Zulu, and that's the one that ends on the dead end with the no trespassing sign with that farm. Right now, we are inside a farmer's property here, following his road, and his goes 8 miles, but like I said, we're about probably 3 miles in, and the road is washed out.
Okay, I'd get on out of there. I would suggest everybody head for Agate and go east on road 166, and 166 will take you up to where Dan's at. So let's all consolidate on that plan, and then I'll chase 78 and see where it's at. Thanks for trying that, you two guys. That's a cool thing to have tried, but I think you're going to get into some tough places in there.
Roger. Okay, well, I'll tell Ben here. So, K0JLZ, Station Charlie.
Okay, all stations move to Agate. Station Bravo, will you move toward Agate, please?
We're hearing you, WZBA.
Okay, very good. And Station Echo, why don't you back up and go ahead and move toward Agate there. We think we pretty well know where it's at. And thanks for holding on to that signal for us.
Okay, I'll be heading south and then back around the loop to Agate in 5LCD.
Hey everybody, that's 166 east, and it, eventually there's some left turns that will guide you up into where Dan is at. Let me see what his road is at one more time. On road 175, Dan's on road 175, then take it through a cattle guard and north about another mile. Station Foxtrot, can you hold that position for a bit?
Yeah, Marty, I drove back that other road that goes off to the east there at the Y. That's a four-wheel drive trail there. I'll never get this car up there. So I was trying to go around the other backside here, but I'm not seeing a road that shows on the map. So I'll hold up here. There's nobody home at this farmhouse, but N0PUF.
Okay, here comes some four-wheel drives, and my guess is it'll take about 20 minutes for them to get to your location.